Hello. Then today we will have the session, of the mind training. So at the mind training, I think we came to the point of the session 5.1, the criteria of the having the trained mind. So you can see from that. So you will see that all the Dharma comes within the one thought. Uphold the chip of the two witness. Always cultivate the mental happiness. You have mastered it if you are capable while distracted. Okay, so now I think it's a fifth point of the fifth step of the mind training. So in the fifth state, so fifth step of the mind training is you can see that all the Dharma come within the one thought. It's saying that within the one thought means it talks about how the Dharma should be practiced. Whenever we practice the Dharma, whenever we interpret the Buddhism, they should be always the one thought. So here it talks about every other, what are the Dharma practice, whatever the practice you are doing, they should be always the one thought you have to carry. The one thought is that you have to try to drop the self-cherishing attitude, drop the ego. That is the one of the main point of the Dharma practice. Legendary, there is a one story. There is a one person, and he thought to do the very good Dharma. So he renounced everything. He renounced his family. He renounced his job and everything. And he went to the very remote area in the top of the mountain, meditating quite long. But still, when he was meditating quite long, but still one thought he cannot drop. That is the ego and the self-cherishing. Because he was always concerned about what the peoples are talking about him back in his old age. So that's why he is saying that always the Dharma, when we practice, we have to. Here it said that always the Dharma come within the one thought. One thought means a very simple, reducing the self-cherishing attitude, reducing the dropping the ego. That's the one thought. Here's the one talking about. So that's why some things like that. Because whenever we look at the day-to-day activities, first thing is that what become the self-cherishing attitude very strongly, self-thinking attitude, or that will come very strongly in our day-to-day life. So whatever we do, first person who comes in our mind is that is ourself. So that's why I always used to say the one thing that when you ask any people that whom you hate most, I think that you will get the. If you ask this question for the 10 different people, you will get the 10 different answer. But if you ask the 10 different people to whom you love most, you will get the one same answer. Because you will get the same, if you ask the 10 different people to whom you love most, the answer will be same because they all love that they are self. But there is nothing wrong with the loving the self. There is nothing wrong with it. Buddhism is not saying that don't love the yourself. Loving the yourself is all right. Very good. That's all right. But sometimes when you love the yourself too much, then sometimes you will forget to love the others genuinely. Then whenever you love other, that will become not a jinn. When you love the too much of the yourself. But the Buddhism, what we are saying, how you love yourself, exactly you have to love exactly same as like that to the others. So here said the old Dharma comes within the one thought. So maybe whatever the Dharma, whatever the Buddhism practice, all within come with the one thought. That one thought, you have to always keep that reducing the self-thinking idea, reducing the self-centered idea. Reducing the being as a too selfish. So that's why sometimes when we are love, when we are having the very strong self-cherishing attitude, that's why sometimes we, that's why we become the very selfish. Comparing to the last century and this 21st century, that this 21st century is the people's way of the thinking become the more selfish, more self-centered. One point, if you look at the 21st century, people are more educated. Sometimes the more you educated, more you become a self-centered. So that's why. When you more you educated, more you become self-centered, more you become selfish. So that is the one point. Something is really missing in this 21st century is the people's way of the thinking. Because when you become the more self-centered, it will not lead you to the more lead you, it won't lead you to the more happy. It will lead you to the more stress. So that's why it's saying that whenever you're doing the practices, always you have to keep the one thought that you will always search, check yourself, at how your self-cherishing attitude, how the egos are coming in your mind. That always you have to observe and see. So that's why he's saying the old Dharma comes within the one thought. So ancient time, there's one very famous story. Ancient time in the Tibet, in the very maybe hundreds and hundreds of years back. So it's around the 12th or 13th century. At that time, there's one very famous master. When he was in the prayer session, he was sitting on the last the row of the prayer session. So some of the young monks, they tried to serve the goat to the monks. When they're serving the goat to the monks, he's looking at the person who are staying in the up rows. When my young monks serving the goat to them, and he thought that, oh, these young monks are serving the goats a lot to the seniors. If they serve like that, then I won't get any goat to drink. Then suddenly he realized that how he's selfish himself, things for the only for the self. Then when those young monks tried to come to the front of him, tried to serve him the goat, then he said, "Now I will not drink the goat. I already drank my goat. I already had my goat." This is a very famous story, and also very, very meaningful, the life story of that great master. So this is something very important. So the area of the Dharma practice, when the Buddhism practice, Dharma practice, first you have to check yourself. Check your the way of the how you think. So then only when you check and when you observe yourself the way of the how you think, then only the you can that change can happen. Because right now the most of the Dharma practice, when we practice the Dharma, we will not try to see that how you think. When you cannot look at yourself that how you're thinking, then it is not possible to change yourself. So that's why here you can see that there's a word that it said that all Dharma comes with the one thought. That's a very important point. It's saying that when you train your mind or whatever you are training or whatever you want to train yourself, first thing is that you have to observe yourself, how you think, how you talk, how you do. Usually we have three things what we in the daily life. First we will think something wrong, then we will do something wrong, then we will talk something wrong. Always these three things happens in our day-to-day life. Now the very bottom line is a very simple. Why we talk wrong things? Why we do wrong things? Because we think wrongly. Why we think wrongly? Because we don't observe the what we think. We will not try to see that the what we are thinking. So that's the reason. So today maybe that when you this is small homework that what you can do is today when you get back the home, just see that only one day what you have thought. What you have thought the wrong things, what you have done wrong things, what you have talked wrong things. Just try to see that how you think today. Just try to see and flash back to the way of the how you think just for the one day. Okay, so that is something that we, that is something that we have to know, Uphold the chief of the true witness. Now you can see the uphold the chief of the true witness, So yeah, two witnesses, talk about the two witnesses, So this is the something that what we have to know is that now the two witnesses, what is the two witnesses? We have to know the one thing, So generally the one thing we have to know that everyone we are the practices. First thing is that we have to know that who will witness our practice. Upon the chief of the two witnesses, when generally there will be the two witnesses, is something like that. When you look at the Buddhas, when you look at the Buddha, Buddha have two very sharp students, one called the Mangalputra and the one called the Shariputra. So that's the thing is that the one thing you have to know that whenever you're the Dharma, the practices, whatever your Dharma, whenever your practices, so what you have to do is that you need the one with the witness. Because a witness is something like that to remind you that someone is just watching you while you are practicing the Dharma. So that's why the most the witnesses, important witnesses. Important witnesses is that what you need is that when you are practicing the Dharma or whatever you're doing or the practices, you always have to feel that the Buddha always sees you. So there were two witnesses there. The two witnesses is something like that. Like when you look at the two witnesses, is yourself and all the Buddhas. There will be the two witnesses. When you do the right thing, there will be the always two witnesses, yourself and the Buddha. When you do the wrong thing, there will be the always two witnesses, yourself and the Buddha. So that's why if you look at the Buddhas, as I told you before, Buddha have two students, Shariputra and Mangalaputra. Considers the one of the best, these two are the best of the Buddha's student. one of the Buddha's best students. But the one thing is that when the Buddha's were the best students, but they know exactly what the Buddha's teaching. They know exactly what the Buddha's saying, idea, everything very clearly. So whenever the Buddhas have to give someone, we have to find a witness to Buddha, they cannot become the Buddha's witness, Buddha's teaching. The Ananda only can become the Buddha's witness for this Buddha's teaching. Intelligent voice, wisdom voice, Ananda is much inferior than the Buddha's student like a Shariputra and a Mangalamputra. Whenever have the witness the Buddha's every activities, only the Ananda can become, they cannot become as a witness for the Buddha's teachings and Buddha's activities. One time Buddha was traveling and one of the mad elephant tried to attack the Buddha. When the mad elephant was attacking the Buddha, all of the Buddha students, really the very great masters at that time, all just ran away and left the Buddha. But only the Ananda, only one who was standing with the Buddha at that time. So lots of the Buddha students, even the great students, other students also get very surprised with this incident and ask the Buddha what the reason. Really, we could not think that moment when a mad elephant was attacking towards you, we all run away. At that moment, only one thought came to our mind that you just run away. How come the Ananda could stand with you even like that situation? So then the Buddha told a very story, very long story about it. Because Ananda and the Buddha's having so many thousands of years having the karmic relation with the Ananda. Yeah, so something like that, whenever you do some of the good things, always you have to feel, they always have the witness. Buddha will see you and yourself can see what you have done. When you do the wrong things, always you have to feel the two things, they will be the two witness all the time, yourself and the Buddha. So that's why it said that the two witness, isn't it? It talks about the two witness, yeah. So this also sometimes gets a really is a lots of the sometimes mental support for you. Sometimes whenever you feel that, sometimes whenever you do the good things and the people could not get appreciated or people could not understand it, sometimes people will get a little bit upset with what they do the good things. But always you have to remember that when you do the good things, they will always be the witness. Buddha will become the witness to whatever you have done good things. Yeah, so that's why it says that there will be the two witnesses, isn't it? Siddhara, uphold the chief of the two witnesses. So they will be always the two witnesses. Whatever you do, they will be always the two witnesses. Self and the Buddha, they are always there. So that's why the Buddha is the person who can see exactly what's going to happen in the future and what happened in the past and what is happening in the present. So that's why the Buddha's mind we call the omniscient mind, which knows everything. So that's why you can see how can we prove that a very simple way, if you look at the great master like Nagarjuna and Asanga, they came much later the Buddha. But the Buddha have already predicted that they will come. Example, that the Buddha had predicted and he said that after the death of the 400 years after the Buddha's death, he predicted that Nagarjuna will come. 900 after the death of the Buddha, the Asanga will come. He already predicted that. So, but the Nagarjuna born after the 400 years of the Buddha later, yeah. Okay, so that's why here it talks about. One time, I remember that the one time, I think it's a 2010 or 11, somewhere in the one university, the college, that time there was a rumor or the world is going to end at the 2012, isn't it something like that? There's a one room, 2012 or something like that. There's a rumor, I think there were quite years back. I think there's a 2010 or 11 in the one university. The student asked me whether it will end or not. So I told it's not going to end 2012. At that time, 2010 or 11, I told 2012 the world is not going to end at all. Because the Buddha have said that Buddhism will remain in this world for 5,000 years. After the 5,000 years, the Buddhism will be end. So I told that the Buddha told 5,000 years the Buddhism will remain in this world. If the world end in the 2012, then the Buddhism cannot remain in the world 5,000 years. So I told in 2012 the world is not going to end at all. I think still my talk, at that time I think 2010 or 11, still I think my talk have a recordings of my talk, I think, yeah. So this is something like, it shows that the Buddha that can this, whatever he can see the future. Even the Buddha mentioned about the how the world is going to extinct. So world is going to be the extinct, or the world is going to be the end with the fire. That is a very end of the fire, but the, still the not very soon. Now I think all those, now that this time, all the many people used to say the world is going hotter and hotter. Now they have to talk about the saving the environments, and a lot of the talks they are going to talk about is because the world is getting the more hotter. There are lots of the issues coming of the temperature, no? Raising the temperature. So lots of the people trying to do something to save with the environment, and thus try to do a lot of the changes of the temperature. I mean the world temperature. But sometimes I feel that we cannot stop it. For the world is going to extend with the fire. Generally, I feel the one thing when people talk about the environment. So something I will feel that in this world, a lot of the peoples, really, we have to care for the helping the people. I think that caring for the environment is very good. But the more serious issue we have to solve in this world, lots of the people, they are dying with the hunger. If you look at India and Nepal, this area, then thousands of the kids who are dying with are not getting the nutritious food. And the people, the thousands of people are dying, but still this do not become a big issue. When the small changes of the climate, when the climate go a little bit hotter, it will become the one of the best global issue. But sometimes I feel quite strange. Today I saw the one article. It said that every year in Africa, 30,000 kids are dying with hunger every year. Really, 30,000 kids are really a lot, no? But the person dying with hunger, that doesn't become the global issue. When the small changes of the climate, when you get the 2-3 Celsius, the hotter than the comparing to the few years back, then it will become the global issue. Then they will bring you the so many different ideas and the so many different predictions. Okay, so upon the chip of the true witness, no? Upon the chip of the true witness. So that's why my point is that the Buddha's, when he was prediction of the future, he was, when he talked about everything he knows. So that's why we have to feel that whatever we do, the good things and the bad things, Buddha's always know. And we ourselves, we will know it. So there will be always the two witness. So that we have to keep the reminding ourselves, whenever we do the good thing, even others know or not know, it isn't, we don't have to concern. But once we do the good thing, always we have a feel that the Buddhas know it. When we do the wrong things, always we have a feel that the Buddhas knows that. Third point is, now always cultivate the mental happiness. Very simple way, it's saying be happy. Don't worry, be happy. I think that these words they have written 700 years back. Really, that's way at that time, the way they are thinking, they talk at this point, don't worry, be happy. Yeah, so... Oh, yeah, I think it wrote 700 years back. This book text written. I heard that the becoming always cultivating the mental happiness is the one of the best and the healthy lifestyle. I think that when you cultivate more happiness in your mind, I think that is one of the best healthy lifestyle. Because right now the people very care much of the lifestyle, no? But they always want to be the healthy. The food is consuming the healthy food is a second. The first option is cultivating the mental happiness. That is the first option to live as a healthy life. When you need a healthy life, you have to cultivate the mental happiness. Then the second, the consuming the right food. So that's why here it's saying that the third one will always cultivate the mental happiness. But I know that because it is cultivating the mental happiness, or the cultivate the happiness in mind, sometimes there will be the challenges. There will be a lot of the challenges. But you can overcome all the challenges which makes you the unhappy. When you say that the Happy New Year, Happy Birthday, always we used to say like that. If you look at the 1st January, we have to accept that is a New Year, that we have to accept that. Whether it's a really Happy New Year or not, that it will depend up to you. Maybe 1st January can be your birthday. Whether it can be the happy your birthday or not, that is depend very much on you. So people always use the wishes to the Happy New Year. I think that we have to use the happy whole Happy You. We have to live the whole year happy, not only on the New Year be happy. So that's why it says always cultivate the mental happiness. These are one story, the Zen master story. There's one Zen master. He always used to say that, that's it, or something like that. So that's why one time in one of his temples, someone came and accused him very badly, and he accused them that he had done such a wrong things. But they was accusing too long. Then people was just waiting for his answer, his clarification. So when he have to give the clarification of the accusation, but he had not done any clarification. He just said only that one. That's it. Then after the few years later, who accused the master, he feel very regret with whatever he have done. So the accuser came towards the master and he just asked for the forgiveness, and he confessed, and he just asked the forgiveness for whatever he did for the wrong accusing for the past few years back. So while he was asking for forgiveness, and he was just waiting the master's word to saying that he forgive that the person. But the master said again the same word. That's it. So that's why sometimes we cannot make life like that. That's it. We cannot follow the life like what the Zen master is saying. We are calculating. Sometimes we calculate too much and we makes our lives more complicated. But the life is very simple. Issue is very simple. But the way how we calculate is too much. Sometimes we over calculate, and then we will make it complicated. Example, when you look at someone as a friend, when he talks, that maybe is little bit of the differently, then you will start to calculate how she or he thinks, how she or he does. Lots of that we do the calculations, unnecessary calculation. So sometimes the life, so that's why sometimes we calculate too much. We will calculate too much, and sometimes we make it a life and the issues are more complicated. So that's why when you become the life is more complicated, then you cannot cultivate the mental happiness. So because everything is very simple, but sometimes we cannot see rightly. So that's why we feel is complicated. Okay, so that's why it's cultivate. Okay, so it's always cultivate the mental happiness. Simple way, it says that be happy. Sometimes the one thing is the one thing that sometimes we have to remind ourselves that we have to be happy. We have to live happy. So that sometimes we have to also encourage ourselves. Although sometimes we have to give ourselves that message. One thing is a very strange experience I had. Maybe two years back, I always used to say that people live strong and happily. I always used to say that. One time I had the few challenges came into my life. So suddenly what I have to do is I try to think that word, live strong and happily. I tried to think it, but it didn't help me. But many people used to tell me that whenever think that word, they help me. They helps them. But when I think it, it didn't help me. When I think live strong and happily, it didn't help me. It didn't give me the courage when I have the difficulties. Suddenly, then I thought to try to translate that word in the Tibetan. Live strong and happily. Tibetan, I just translated in the Tibetan. Then I thought that in my mind, that Tibetan language. Then I feel the difference. Then I really know the words, how we think in the language also makes a very big difference in our emotions and in our feeling. One time with my cousin brother, so he used to speak English little bit and Nepali little bit and Tibetan little bit. So one time I asked my cousin brother, what's your first language? So he thinks quite well and he told that he has no first language. Then I told him in the dream, what language do you speak? So he think and he told me they mix up languages. So that's why sometimes always we have to encourage ourselves to live strong, or we have to be happy. We don't have to worry. But sometimes like that, we have to give ourselves the encouragement. Sometimes ourselves encourage whenever your challenges come. So that's why you have to think this would always cultivate the mental happiness. I always cultivate the mental happiness. That also very powerful word. So it says that we have to keep in mind. Always we have to cultivate the mental happiness. So it's always cultivate mental happiness. ಒಂದು ಚಲತ ದಿಯೋದ್ರವ ನೌ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್ ದಿಪ್ ಹೋಗಿ ನಾನು ಕಲ್ಲಬ್ದ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಇದೇ ಬಸಿ ಜುಂದುತ್ತೆ ಅನ್ನವ ಚೋಸು ನೀಚಿ ಪಂಗುರ್ಸು ಇದೇ ಬಸಿ ಜುಂದುತ್ತೆ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಕೇಪಬಲ್ ಟು ಮಲ್ಟಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ನಿಮ್ದೂರ ಇದ್ವಾರೆ ತಾದಾರೆ ಇದೇ ಭಾಷೆ ಜೊಂದ್ರವಾ ಜೊಂಬಾಯಿರವಾ ಓಕೆ 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 ಟೆಲ್ ದೆಮ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಫೈಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಟಿಬೆಟನ್ ವರ್ಷನ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ವರ್ಷನ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೋ ಟಿಬೆಟನ್ ವರ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟಿಬೆಟನ್ ವರ್ಷನ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮೆಮೊರೈಸ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೋ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಕನ್ಫರ್ಮ್ ದಟ್ ಯಾ ಜನರಲ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬೋನಸ್ಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ದ ಬುದ್ಧಿಸಂ ವೀ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಮೆಮೊರೈಸ್ ದ ಓಲ್ ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವೀ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಮೆಮೊರೈಸ್ ಅ ಲಾಟ್ so memorize and everything these all the tenses we have to memorize no I have memorized many these tenses texts all the one we're having the seventh form of my training actually it's not a course subject in the monastery but I have all these texts in my mind I remember the one thing I think in the south india we went to do the some of the prayer so prayer and we didn't take the any books so when we were saying the prayer with my students I told the students okay can you all the recite that prayer without looking at the, we don't have the book so I told them can you just recite it from your mind so they told me yeah fine we can do that then we started to say that prayer it's I think not that much 3 or 4 pages the prayer what happened is something like we have something where some word have missed I think somewhere and we have cannot get the right proper word and we could not finish that we are just turning and round and round again and again also is mazo bache sik chim norwa ani yang jo gore jan chusum chim mazo chun sar maswa eta tai yo marwa anu lo chor go orwa an sik chim norwa sik chim nor dis amar yang jo gore jan pese chun so mane chana kama chus nan sa sa ya gore chuzi chegas chin so tan do ma sa bache ko gore jab de go orwa di che so ha go jan ange ke bo che so
kasi sam
ya de la okay so you cannot memorize also but if these two words are very good of all the chief of the true witness always cultivate with the mental happiness just reminding the yourself everything the always cultivate the mental happiness these two words if you can memorize and keep in the mind it's quite helpful okay so always cultivate the mental happiness yeah you have mastered it if you are capable of the world distracted yeah? You have mastered it if you are capable of the world you are distracted isn't it okay now is the fifth point now the generally the mind gets distracted then again when you are capable to the bring the attention back even while you are the mind is distracted then you really train your mind so that is the definition of one how we can say that train the mind when you can bring back to the attention when you bring back to your attention even while you are distracted then it's called that you have trained your mind so a master if you are capable while you are distracted yeah it's saying that you are master if you are capable while you are distracted you are distracted once the mind gets distracted what's happening is the whole mind is still if you can bring back to your attention if you can bring back to your focus that means that your mind is all the trend so very simple way when the people get the sad or unhappy or the stress or the whatever they will merge into that feeling they will think that issue again and again and they cannot bring back their mind from the thinking that issue which they makes the unhappy or the sad or the stress but when you are trained in your mind even when you have some issues when you think the unhappy or the some issue that when you are started to think and make the stress but you can bring the mind back from the thinking of these unnecessary issues so that is where you have over the trained your mind okay so yeah so generally people's mind can be distracted very easily sometimes the human's mind is very difficult to get distracted in the human's mind, when we are sometimes when we think that some of the issues that the very unnecessary things, like the issues which makes you unhappy or which makes you angry, like this issue, when you are thinking about that, it's very difficult to distract from that, not to think that issues. So sometimes the issue that which makes you unhappy, or which makes you very angry, or which makes you very fear, that issues that you will think that are very difficult to get mind distracted. Example, sometimes when they're having the fear for the ghost, when you are sleeping in the room, dark rooms, that the mind will always think that ghost again and the ghost issue again and again. That's the time you will feel very difficult to distract your mind not to think about a ghost. When we were the kid, always the seniors used to say there is one ghost who having the face as a human, but he have the donkey ear and the hand is the donkey feet. That ghost will come. When in the evening time, when we always have a debate with the Buddhism, debate regarding about the Buddhism, some senior monks used to say that ghost is very good at the debate of the Buddhism. When that ghost comes and he will hide his ear, he having the donkey ear, but he's have a donkey feet on his hand. So, but the face and everything exactly look like a human. Then he comes to debate. When he comes to the debate, and if he lost with the debating with it, then he will take away. He will take us away from the office and take us to the very remote areas. And they were in very scary story they used to say. So, yeah. So when we were a kid, yeah, seniors used to tell like that story. So they used to tell he's very good at the debate, very good at the debate. And if we debate with him, if the person lost the debating with him, the Buddhism debate, the philosophy debate, if he lost the philosophy debate with him, then he will take you away. If you win, then he will run away. So when we were the kid and when we go to the night debate, to the philosophy debate, sometimes you have to get very scared that he will come. So sometimes, you know, the monks robe, they will cover up the head. Sometimes I would get very scared when some monks cover up the head. We will say that when he comes, he will cover up the head with the monk's robe. He don't want to show his donkey ear. Okay. Yeah. So this is when we were a kid, yeah, the monks used to tell like this ghost story, yeah. So when I was kid, so scared. So when I was age up to the 16 or 17, then the philosophy, when I started to learn the philosophy a little bit, age of the 16 or 17, then that time I really thought to debate with that ghost, I thought really I want to debate with them, I want to see that how good is the philosopher. Story, very funny story, we used to say that he was a very great one of the very sharp philosopher. He was a philosopher, he died at the bone as a ghost, so he always comes to debate with the philosophy. So he want to challenge with all the philosophy debates. Yeah, and the one time people asked, but then I think quite long back, years back, I think 5 or 6 years back. Then when I told this story, the one time, the one person asked me the one question. Now, if you meet the right now, this time, if you meet that ghost, that the donkey ghost, that the dog ghost, what will you do? They asked me. Now I told that if I meet the right this time, now I'm not going to debate. I will accept that I already lost. Without debating, I want to accept the defeat. Now the point is that now the fear, now the ghost appearance, what we are feeling when we are a kid, the ghost like a human form having the donkey ear. Now the others, now the what you will see, the other, they will a lot of the different of the fear of the ghost. Even the god ghost appearance is totally different from the one country to the other country, one place to the other place, one tradition for the other tradition. God appearance is totally very different. So that's why my point is that when you are getting the fear, then that issue will come into your mind very strongly, which you're going to feel. So that's why you cannot distract the mind completely. So that's why when you think that again and again, then it will generate the more fear. On the right points, we cannot concentrate. And now again, we will distract it very easily. That means that our mind is not fully trained. That ghost, what I told you, is the most common in the Tibetan monastic, okay? The monastic ghost, okay? When you go to lay people Tibetan, they will not know that ghost. It's more common. Okay, always cultivate the mental happiness, okay? You have mastered it, you are capable while distracted, yeah. So if you are capable, the wife distracted. So that's why the, when you are focusing something like at this point, and when you get the mind that gets distracted, when you can bring back to the point what you are focusing, this is the one thing that it is the one sign that you have trained your mind. Also, that sometimes when you're thinking of some unnecessary things and that you cannot be distracted from that point, and that means also that you have not trained your mind. Yeah, one incident I remember that one time, some of my students, they are students from the Sena monastery, then they left the monastery and they go to the very high mountain to do the meditation. Very, very high mountain, do the isolated meditation. That's a very common practice in the Tibetan tradition, going the very high mountains and staying in the very small places and do the whole life doing the meditation in isolated place. So some of the students went there. I didn't know that. Later on, one time I met them. So then they told me they weren't like that. In Tibetan terms, we use that, we call that the renouncing the every walk. So we use the call like that, that term. So they don't know they have renounced everything and then in the mountain. So like these students, so I met the one student. So one time I met him on the roadside, accidentally in the North India. Accidentally I met him on the roadside. So then I was so surprised and I asked him, how you come here? Then he told me the story that he had left everything and now he's in the mountain, meditating in the mountain. So we had a few conversations. Then regarding about this issue, then I told him that how's you are getting the, whether how you can concentrate, whether you can get the distracted and can you bring back the, your mind to the point. This issue, I just asked some questions. Yeah. So generally he told me the one thing that right now, that generally this comes to the mind training, this point, he told me that right now he is not doing the this point, and he is not meditating on the this point right now. He is not doing that to training the mind to the focusing. He is not doing that. He told me that he was right now that he is doing the beginning parts of the Lam Rim meditations. But in the deep down mind, I thought, wow, he should practice that, this point. But I could not say that he should practice that. Really, now he is done something really the beyond of the normal peoples can done, do, no? Renounce that everything is going the mountain, leaving everything the back and leaving the mountain. He done really something that beyond him the normal peoples can do. So that moment I thought that really he should little bit train the mind like that way. But he told me that he's not doing this thing. He's just practicing on the Lam Rim tree. So maybe now we will stop here. I think we will stop here. Okay, so stop here. I will say the small prayer for the person who are really there. Some person who passed away and really there. Yeah. So these people also today just say the prayer also for the prayer for the Nepal. Okay, really that the Nepal condition is a very worst. Last time when I come here, that's an earthquake problem. Now in the Nepal, there's a problem with the no petrols and the no oils and the really. Lots of people, I think they are suffering really very difficult. Really very. Last time I went walking on the street and I asked a few people how they eat, how they get the foods, how they eat the foods. They don't have to use the gas, you know, that the gas is not there, oil is not there. So they used to tell me that now they will make the food on the burning the wood stick, you know, the burning the wood stick. Really, then he told me, really, we have to survive. So we have to do something. One point quite sad, no? Lots of the people know that. So yeah, but the thing is that still they can bear them, no? So that's, I feel very funny. The one side, the karma gave him such a suffering. Also the one side, karma also gave them such a strength to bear this old suffering. That's some suffering. So I'm just thinking while I'm talking with them, I'm thinking really when they can bear all this suffering, then really, whether they feel this is a suffering or not, then a big question comes into my mind. Okay, now today maybe I will say this prayer for all these people. And this is the Buddha's the Vajracchedika Sutra. So maybe I could not finish the whole. I will read the some part from beginning and the middle part and the last part. Okay, carry holy test of the Buddha. Yeah, so that is the sutra, very holy sutra, the Buddha's the very one of the very holy sutra. So that's I will read that some parts from the beginning, some parts from the end, some part at last, Also you also pray for all these people, okay, who passed away, who really sick people, so they are okay. Yeah, this time one very funny thing in the, I think in the Ho Chi Minh City, one person, one I mean, the lady came and asked to pray for the grandma or something like that. So just she talks very funny or something like that and asking for the prayer. So then I asked for the whole age. She told me she's a 97 years old. Then I wrote, what to pray? Such a lucky person. Live up to the 97 years. So, okay, I will say the prayer, you all pray, okay? So maybe I'll read the sutra from the beginning part, middle part, and the last part of the Vajrachatika Sutra, okay? This. In the Buddha's Vajrachatika Sutra, Buddha have told the one thing, that the reciting on the hearing of the, this sutra, the merit what he can gain, even the Buddha told that he cannot explain that how much merit it can be gained. So in the Tibetan, usually they are the very funny tradition, and ancient times they used to do something that they are saying that the, very funny tradition, or they sometimes that they will watch a Chaitika Sutra, they feel very holy and they burn and they will eat that. So one of the foreigners told me, when I told like this, so they told, because the ancient time, these Tibetan people could not understand it, so that's why they are eating it. Okay, so that's why, I'm reading this part when the Buddha was saying that the merits what we can get from the reading the Vajrachatika, listening the Vajrachatika, the merit what the person can get, even the Buddha, he told that even the Buddha cannot explain, even the Buddha cannot tell the, how much it can explain. So it was measuring it as a huge of the merit can be gained. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you very much.